This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. There are more than 1,200 bills filed for the regular session starting today, but the greatest concern is undoubtedly House Bill 1, the budget.
We have to fashion a budget with the revenue that's available that's going to be $800 million short.
The governor's revised budget proposal reflecting revenue changes from the special session is being presented today. The budget bill will be carried by the head of House Appropriations, who is not the governor's favorite person right now.
No doubt, there is a little bit of animosity.
Minden Representative Gene Reynolds heads the House Democratic Caucus and says Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry, a Republican, is the leader of an obstructionist group.
A group over there that I call the Disciples of No. Just no, 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 for no particular reason sometimes.
Baton Rouge Representative Patricia Smith is a returning member of Appropriations.
The governor presents an executive budget, but it is really the legislature that has to do the appropriations in order for that budget to be fulfilled.
And as of today, Cameron Henry is the person actually in charge of the state budget. That worries Reynolds.
You know, this is not a good start for us because what we have to do takes both sides working together.
Smith notes there are only six Democrats on the 26-member Appropriations Committee.
We may not get the votes, but we can always voice our opinion.
And at least a dozen of the other members are part of Henry's group. Smith says they, not the governor, are the ones to blame for how this turns out.
And of course, with no money, if you don't raise the revenue needed, you have to own this budget. And you have to own the consequences of this budget.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.